This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are. Hey, you know, I wanted to, last week I totally forgot about doing this before we got done, but so the San Diego Auto Museum is having a sweepstakes. Did you hear about this, Brendan?
No, this is actually the first I'm hearing this.
Oh, enter the sweepstakes to win a 1964 Ford Galaxy 500 XL convertible plus $5,000 cash. Get ready to bring home a true icon of American history. 64 Ford Galaxy 5. This car is worth some money, let me tell you. Convertible, wired.
Oh, I take that back, actually. Yes, we did talk about this last week on San Diego Automotive Museum Radio.
Oh, did you? Were they here?
They were, yes. They brought in a brand new person that just got employed by them a couple months ago.
So was Lenny here?
No, he was not.
Gotcha. Very cool.
But still.
What about Sharon? Very nice was car. She here?
No, it was...
Brandy?
Nope. Oh. But we did talk to Brandy.
Boy, I'm running out of names.
Yeah. I have to look up what her name was again. I'll see if I can find it.
Well, they're all great people there, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But no, the every entry supports the San Diego Automotive Museum, helping preserve legendary vehicles and expand compelling exhibits. Empowers youth throughout the award-winning Ignite Academy, which is super great, which is a hands-on tech training, mentorship, and pathways to high-demand careers in the automotive field. They also have a flash giveaway item as an iPad for this month. So there you go. Click here to enter. Did you enter?
Why would you not enter? It's super easy. It's right on the home page.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. So... enter to win. All you got to do is get right there. Rewind the golden age, it says. All good stuff, right?
That's right.
All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. Oh, man. Today we are talking about the things that cause check engine lights on your vehicle. It's pretty common stuff.
We talked to Rosa Venezuela. She is the fundraising events director. She just got hired.
Oh, she did. So. Okay. So she's doing some cool new things, going to give away a car, things like that.
Yeah, it was a very good idea in my opinion. Great idea. Again, nothing excites automotive enthusiasts than raising money to give a car away, especially a Ford Galaxy like that. I mean, come on.
It's very cool. So you could select a donation amount. Let's see. I think you can enter to win. They have donations amount. $25 gets you 18 entries. There is no donation required to enter, but I believe if you do that, you get one entry as far as that goes. But if you donate, you get more entries, which is super cool. You can donate up to $2,000 to get 4,000 entries.
Nice.
You might end up with a car.
Who knows?
Depends on how many people have entered. I don't know. So super cool, though. What a great cause, though.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If I could switch things up very quickly, I do want to say this coming Tuesday is a very important day, obviously, Veterans in our country. Day. And I do want to thank you for your service, Brian. And for those listeners out there who have served our country, thank you for your service as well. We wouldn't be here without you guys, for sure. So
yeah, we just did the West Automotive Group supports the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. And the telethon was just this last week.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it went really well, I'm assuming.
It went great.
That's fantastic.
So, that is a local organization, though, as far as that goes. If you don't know much about it, it was started by folks here in San Diego, as far as a husband and wife team. He was 30-some years military. As far as that goes, but there, it's Basically, the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station aspires to be the leading force in assisting, honoring, and supporting military men and women who have so bravely served and sacrificed our country. They're committed to supporting our warriors in a variety of ways, providing quality of life items, numerous support services designed to assist them and their families during recovery. Warrior Foundation Freedom Station assists four main groups of warriors: the seriously ill and injured, soon to be medically retired, those suffering from post-traumatic stress, PTS, and or traumatic brain injury, TBI, those undergoing physical or occupational therapy, sorry, I can't speak this morning, warriors who have been medically retired and remain in our community. So all good stuff. Started in San Diego, as far as that goes, and just some super... So it was started by Sandy Limacore, though she was visiting an active duty Navy hospital in November 2004, met with some Marines that had IED injuries, etc., and that's where it all started from. She wanted to put something together to, as far as that goes, build, you know, transitional housing, things like that. They really have really done a great job. So, and I know her husband's involved in this also now. He's retired. Just some great stuff. And I can't say enough about them. So if you want to, check them out, it's super, they have Freedom Station 1, 2, and 3 now. So, where once again, transitional housing to help out folks. So the cool thing that they do during the holidays, though, the couple cool things is, they help pay to get warriors home to see their families, mm-hmm. that are injured or ill, warriors home to see their families. Or if they can't make the travel, the warriors, then they will actually pay to bring families here too. So they do both, goes both directions. So really great stuff, are really great. That organization that I donate to every year, the West Automotive Group does, because close to our hearts, warriors and that, and they've sacrificed for our nation. So we need to make sure and take care of them.
Absolutely.
So, and Veterans Day is one of the things it's all about coming up here shortly. So,
and again, for those who wonder too, this is a 501c3 organization, so it is tax deductible when you donate too. But mm-hmm. I mean, again, the more important thing is that you're helping out those veterans who have served our country.
What a great cause!
So, yeah,
heck yeah, yeah. You're here and free because of what these folks give.
Absolutely.
You know, so all good stuff. Yep, and they do all kinds of different things as far as that goes. But you can check out their calendar. Yeah, so like they represent a warrior in SeaWorld. There's that November 8th and 9th, which is today and tomorrow. Gift packing day at the warehouse. Deck the halls on Balboa Naval Medical Center. Merry Margarita in December. Lots to do. So... what a great cause. Them along with the San Diego Auto Museum, great cause also, as we were just talking. But thanks for bringing this up and mentioning it, Brendan. Super cool. Super great. But give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. As we're talking about, based on an analysis from 2024 to 25, we're just talking about the most common causes for check engine light in the state of California related to emission systems for sure and environmental factors. The strict emission standards and specific environmental conditions in California often contribute to these issues. So we're going to talk about that. First one's looser, faulty gas cap. That's funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Because factory gas caps really don't fail that much. What I can tell you is if you do have one that fails, you need to replace it. They're much more expensive, the factory ones, but buy a factory one. Unfortunately, aftermarket ones tend to sometimes not be calibrated exactly right, and they still can cause issues. It's what I've seen, at least, mm-hmm. unless they've gotten bigger, better at it.
So. Well, I know that it hasn't happened to me, but that's the first place you should always check just for fun, just to see if, you know, it really is anything more serious than that. You should always check your gas cap just to see if you put it in all the way or so. So,
three clicks.
That's it. That's all you need.
Some of them don't click, though. Some just go...
Well, some actually even you just open the actual gas door, mm-hmm. and then you can put it straight into the car. And there's
that
a
is
little...
true. My truck has that. Mm-hmm. And then when that little flapper wears out, you have a problem. Mm-hmm. Then you got to replace the whole fuel neck.
Ooh.
Ouch. Just remember, all you got to do is Google West Automotive Group and get an appointment. We'll get you all fixed up.
Yeah.
So good stuff, right?
That's right.
Oh, no. Did we have a caller? They just wanted to leave a comment.
They just wanted to listen in.
Oh, God. Oh, if you know who it's the Bodemaster.
It's the Bodemaster.
Yeah. We'll call him the Bodemaster from here on out.
I should shout out the car shows. There's only two of them, and I know Bodie's on the edge of his seat trying to feel like he can go to these car shows, but I think they're going to be a little too far for him.
Gotcha.
But we'll try them out anyways. We have the 23rd Car Show and Toy Drive at Bates Nut Farm. This is tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 at Bates Nut Farm out in Valley Center.
Always a great event.
Absolutely. All they ask is that you bring an unopened toy and $25. The day of is $30 bring your car in. But your toys will and proceeds will benefit local military families in need and those kids who can definitely use a toy this upcoming holiday season. So, by the way, speaking of the holiday season, my wife is already playing holiday music right now. As soon as November 1st hit, she set up the Christmas tree. She didn't even take down the Halloween lights just yet. And she's already setting up the Christmas tree and the Christmas decorations in the house.
Mercy.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. One last one I do want to shout out is out in Lake Elsinore at the Elks Lodge. They are having a car show over there. The entry fee includes a pancake breakfast, coffee, and t-shirt. And again, the Elks Lodge is tax deductible too. So you can go check them out. It's out at Lake Elsinore. So again, within our radio reach, and again, technically Lake Elsinore is the San Diego community. I do want to shout them out as well. So go check those two car shows out. They're both tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 2. So there you go.
Well, there you go. All that good stuff. Everybody's going to be happy because they got the car shows out there. Just looking down as far as we go with stuff here. Once again, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'll chat with you about. We're going to talk about that as we go here. If you have anything to add in, just give us a shout. Brendan will get you on the air and we'll definitely talk about automotive related news and stuff like that. So, real quick here, as a lot of times I scout through the news as we get ready for what we have going on here and what's new. I don't know if Brendan, if you got your ears on, but CarMax disastrous quarterly earnings results prompted at least 5 Wall Street firms to lower their ratings on the stock market as used car retailer faces long-term challenges and uncertainties.
I
didn't realize they were struggling.
I know that the new car market is actually doing very, very well. There's a lot of high demand for new cars and everything like that. Is the used car market starting to dwindle a bit then in terms of demands for used
cars? I don't know if it's used car market or if CarMax is not managing well. I'm not sure which it is.
If you had to put a penny into one of the two, which one would you say, the management or the demand for used cars?
I'm going to say management because There's another news blast that says Carvana sees strong quarter three gains in used car sales.
Carvana of all companies?
Carvana. I guess
or Carvana, technically, you're
the
right.
The tower of cars.
Yeah,
that's because it's you just drop a big quarter in and one comes out. They actually have big coins for that.
No,
thing.
I understand.
You know that?
Yeah, I understand that.
So, but net income and revenue, no cause for concern about loan performance.
Because I can't tell you how many times we talked about Carvana back in the day. They were so struggling. They set up so many locations, then they had to quickly close them down.
Yeah.
They had to do a lot of restructuring within the company. Their stock prices were dropping like crazy. So now they're doing okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, well.
I mean, I'm not saying that companies can't.
CarMax obviously made a misstep somewhere.
I'm trying to think where they could have, though.
Where they could have. Doesn't really tell me.
Because again, like you said, I think the used car market is still pretty strong. Not as strong as the new car market, I would say.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a higher demand for newer cars, but nevertheless, I'm very surprised by that story, to be honest with you.
So Carvana sold 156,000 used vehicles in 3 months, ending September 30th, up 44% over last year.
Again, they were struggling last year, that's for sure.
So CarMax, analysts and investors have mounting concerns about the broader used car market, especially after the implosions of subprime lender Tricolor Holdings and parts supplier First Brands Group. Oh, those suppliers must have had an issue, huh?
Probably.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to say mostly it's down to the fact that used cars are in as high demand as newer cars, probably.
Yeah. Well, pretty soon Tesla should be releasing all their parts to the aftermarket, I would think.
Well, you said the T word first. I didn't. I wasn't going to bring them up in the first place today. I was hoping not to. So, I want to challenge, ladies and gentlemen, listeners and Brian, we are not going to mention Tesla starting next week. I'm going to call it.
You're not going to mention the word anymore?
If anyone calls in next week about Tesla, I'm dropping the call.
Here's the thing. Why are many people getting rid of their Teslas? People are getting rid of Teslas due to various factors, including disassociation with Elon Musk. Whatever. That's so stupid. It's a car. Don't take it out on a car if you don't like something lingering. But here's the other thing. Declining resale values and lingering mechanical and electronic issues.
Yeah, because on a constant weekly basis, I talk about recalls. And I will say this. As of late, it hasn't been Tesla per se. But you notice the amount of recalls the most in the last few years have been from Tesla. It's always a software issue. It's always some kind of other safety issue that is involved in that car. It seemed to be a weekly basis. So doesn't surprise me there. I know there was a 1 million car recall this week. I don't know if you saw that in the news.
Toyota or somebody with a wheel?
It was three different companies, and it had to do with the rear view camera.
Oh, yeah, that. But no, Toyota has, Honda, I think it has a wheel fall off issue going on.
Honda has a reef. I'm going to have to look this up here.
Let's see here. I believe it's a wheel fall off issue going on. Yep. Let's find that here.
Here it is. I got 406,000 vehicles recalled due to the aluminum alloy wheels being caused to detach. These are for 2016.
That's falling off. That's a nicer way to say fall off when you say detach.
2016 to 2021 Honda Civics.
Well, if you own one of those, get it in so the wheels don't fall off. I wonder if they're putting all new rim. They must be putting all new wheels on them.
It just says here, the dealers will inspect the wheels and replace the hubs and wheels as necessary free of charge.
I wonder if the aluminum wheel's causing the hub bearings to fail and they disintegrate. I can tell you this, when a hub bearing's going bad, you can hear it. Mm-hmm. If your car's making lots of noise, you might want to have it looked at.
Honda said in a public statement, this is due to a manufacturing flaw. That's it, as a public statement.
Okay, well, at least they know what it's due to and they know what's causing it. Mm-hmm. They're also trying to, Honda right now is trying to figure out how they're going to build EVs that are cost under $35,000 to purchase. So, anyway.
Well, they're not the only company, to be fair. I know Ford was in that.
They're all working in that direction. Yeah. No question about it.
Maybe Slate is onto something. Maybe they when they announced, we're going to make a $22,000 EV pickup truck, car companies all around were saying, you know what, we better get into this because there might be a high demand for this. That's maybe they were onto something.
Maybe
it is a scam. Who knows?
I also know that Ford is considering getting rid of the F-150 Lightning.
Wow.
Ford.
Okay.
Ford might be killing the F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck. Bye bye, EV.
Okay, so. two things on that. Number one, yes, it got recalled like crazy, but all their newer cars get recalled like crazy all the time. And that's not just Ford. It's, mind you, it's a lot of vehicles. I can't tell you how many times, again, I've read on a weekly basis, 2025, 2026 vehicles got recalled due to this.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth.
It seems that the Blue Oval is considering whether it should bring production back online after all assembly stopped due to a fire at an aluminum supplier. In contrast, for added a third shift to F-150 and duty, Super Duty production, as it stands, no decisions has been made. It wouldn't be the first high visibility product ended under the watch of the CEO, Jim Farley.
Well, that makes more sense then. Because I was going to say the demand for the F-150 Lightning has been through the roof. And I've heard mostly positive things about the Lightning for sure. And it definitely seemed like Ford was getting better and better with each iteration of that vehicle. So, but if it's due to a supplier situation, that makes a lot more sense too. See, everything has a connection and everything makes sense in this world for the most part.
So Ford is pondering replacing the F-150 Lightning at the Rogue Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan with a vehicle or vehicle spun from the Universal Electrical Vehicle Platform, UEV, that they announced in August. The UEV is intended to deliver more affordable EVs, including a $30,000 electric truck through engineering, cleverlessness, and streamlined development that will reduce parts count, complexity, and weight. Interesting. So, well, there you go. Other vehicles canceled recently were a three-row SUV, EV, that was scrapped in 2024 in favor of producing more hybrids. Farley's tenure has defined like hybrids are better.
I was gonna say that SUV one. It quickly got announced and then quickly got disbanded super, super quick on that one. Yep. So and Ford's SUVs aren't their stronger suit. It's been pickup trucks for sure. That's their strong suit, is those kind of vehicles. Sedans, maybe you can add to that list. But again, there's real strong suit are pickup trucks.
Yeah, and Ford's Maverick 300T was at SEMA this year. Mm-hmm. That's a cool looking Maverick now, a little Maverick pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's super, it's called.
I still want one.
The 300T is under Ford Performance.
Still want one.
You still want one what?
A Maverick. In general.
A Raptor. I thought maybe you wanted a Raptor.
Nah, I don't go off-roading.
You can get a Maverick easily.
I know, but I'm still waiting on...
My son has a Maverick.
He does, yes.
He does, just the basic one. Yeah. Although I got him just a 2.0 liter gas one. Mm-hmm. He said, why didn't you get me the hybrid? I said, because I'm the one that's got to fix it when it's out of warranty. That's why. Listen, we buy what I like, not what you like. That's how it works, what I like.
In fact, just be happy with what you got there, kid. Come on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I say kid, he's even younger than me.
He's older than you.
I know.
He's a couple years older than you. So I'm going to have to adopt Brendan as one of my children.
I still say to this day to a lot of people, back when I was your age.
That's
so sad to see.
You're just an old soul.
I'm almost 30. I'm going to be 30 next week.
Oh,
so.
My gosh, man.
Happy early birthday.
Dirty 30. I hope your wife's got something good planned for you.
She really wants to surprise me with a lot of stuff. I want a relaxing day.
She loves the heck out of you. That's all good stuff. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here real quick. We always appreciate you joining us with all the automotive news we're bringing you. This is Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right. Yes, sir. As we are talking about all things automotive, 1-888-344-1170. Do need to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group. which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and star certified up there for over 32 years, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for sure. Well, all over the place. For years, we had people come just to Escondido from all over the place. Then we decided to start opening locations so that you didn't have to travel so far. So that way you could spread the love throughout the county. Right, Brendan? See?
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo, which consists of, like I said, West Escondido Automotive and Transmission, the start of the whole thing up there in Escondido, 2200 Auto Parkway in North County. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out there in East County, taking care of folks, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, doing an amazing job out there with Mr. Ken, the manager. He's a great guy. You should stop out there and see him. Brendan takes his car there, huh? That's your place.
That is. I'm going to be going there here shortly.
Yes,
you will. I have to schedule an appointment for my Rogue.
Your Rogue, because it's gone rogue and needs a repair. There you go. Anyway, out there taking care of folks in East County for well over 12 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, right in Central San Diego, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified. Taking care of folks right there in Central San Diego now for, geez, tell you what, over 8 years now. Time flies when you're having fun. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right in a golden triangle across the street from where we're sitting right now, huh, Brendan?
That's yes, right. That's right.
Yep, yep. AAA approved and star certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 6 years now. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there in North County Coastal where you can see the ocean. That's a beautiful location. AAA approved and taking care of folks up there for well over 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio as we truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. By the way, keep your eyes out for, did a couple more San Diego local Fox 5 segments with Ashley, some good stuff. She's an amazing host as far as that goes of San Diego local, which is on Fox 5. And we did some stuff up in Escondido. Super cool. So, but one of the things we were talking about is number one, getting just like San Diego Auto Museum and the Ignite program, getting young people into the automotive field. That's a great way for a great career to get in and do very well. You can have a rewarding career and make a great living. So good stuff there as far as that goes. And also talking about all kinds of other things that about the West Automotive Group and other things. So just really great stuff. So keep your eyes out for those on San Diego Local once a month. We've been doing those here and there, just and some of it's some just great information as far as that goes. Good stuff. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is about. And one of the things in there that we were talking about is why paying for diagnosis is the best money you will ever spend with a qualified technician at a quality facility, which I strongly believe in. If your vehicle needs to be diagnosed, repaired, fixed, let's get it right the first time. So jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment, get in, and we'll get you all squared away. We all too often see cars come in with the same problem that they had left some other place with and after multiple parts replacement, which we're trying to avoid. So let's get you in and get you fixed up right the first time, okay? That's what we like to do. We're also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs as far as that goes. Once again, just go to West Automotive Group. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, better known as X, or Instagram, just westautomotivegroup.com, and click on it and you can sign up. You can also click on the Automan segments or Auto Talk Radio. I'm the Automan for the Fox 5 and CW News, and of course San Diego local segments for Fox 5. All that when it comes to the automotive world, that's great stuff we're doing. You can also go to Auto Talk Radio there and pick up all the podcasts or listen to them, whichever you prefer. You can also go to The Answer San Diego 1170 and listen live anytime while on the road. Great stuff there. Or pick up the podcast if you want from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in all there for your listening pleasure. That's westautomotivegroup.com to make appointments. And then you can also email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So there you go. All the great information you need, right?
That's right. And pumpkin and. Recipes. Delicious pumpkin recipes.
Oh, pumpkin recipes. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, sorry. Pumpkin recipes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you were saying over there.
Sorry.
What you want a recipe for? All right. Yes, no, we put out on social media really good tips as far as that goes. So when it comes to little pies and cakes and stuff for the holiday, this is when all the food's getting ready to roll out. So jump on West Automotive Group and give us a follow and you'll get some good recipes, right? Anyway, all good. Let's grab Bruce real quick and up in North County. You there, Bruce?
Yep, I'm here.
What's happening, sir?
A few weeks ago, and they well, 2 weeks ago was it? They had closed Interstate 5.
Yeah, I heard that made a heck of a mess. I'm glad I wasn't heading that direction.
Well, the reason they did close it was they were firing over the highway,
mm-hmm.
But it wasn't shipped to shore. It was the they had towed howitzers, 155-millimeter towed howitzers that were placed west of Interstate 5, and they were firing over the highway, so that forced them to close it.
Yeah.
And the tip-off there to you was it was 155-millimeter, and mm-hmm. ships are still using inches. So.
Yep. But the I saw they did that, and there's been, of course, with anything in the world now on the internet, we get so many. I was just having a conversation about this the other day. The sad thing about the internet is you get all these different things, and you don't really know what to believe or what not to believe as far as that goes, because now so many people have. As a matter of fact, I was just reading an article about a guy that's suing Google over AI because it linked him to all these crimes that he and wrote stories that were convincing and all these things about him that were all fake. None of it was real. So you don't know what you're getting out there when you're so fair warning when you're searching the internet, right?
Yep. Well, like I say, the tip-off was that it was 155 millimeters, mm-hmm. so you know it's not shipped to shore.
Correct.
And I was told by a Marine gunny that they never, in the entire existence of that base, so back then, 42, it was U.S. 101.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, they never fired over the U.S. 101 highway, nor the Interstate 5.
Gotcha.
And never would.
Uh-huh.
And so, and that's a fact. You can dial that one up.
Oh, I believe you.
And find it too.
Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, I just wanted to clarify that.
But I thought that they closed that down because I don't think that's true, but I saw that there was concerns of pieces of shrapnel falling off. Let me tell you something. When they fire those, and they're firing them from their working grounds, which are on the west side, which they often do a shore to land exercises and things like that over there, and they were firing them across. I don't think things were falling off of them. That stuff doesn't typically fall off of our ammunition.
They actually did have a pre-detonation.
Oh, did they?
And it did. Yes, and it did some damage on some vehicles. No people were injured.
Ah.
So it was a good thing they did close it.
Yeah, not a bad idea then.
Yeah, and it was only for a couple hours, though.
Yep. Well, that's quite an artery heading north, so that's why it was quite a mess, I'm sure. But a lot of people complained about it. But you know what? It was what it was. For the birthday of the Navy and everything. Super cool, right? So
yep.
There you go. Hey, Bruce,
okay,
thanks for the call, man. Have a safe, wonderful weekend.
You too.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye.
So always great stuff. Let's grab Gary and Alpine real quick, Brendan.
Brian, a question.
Sure.
I've asked you this before, but let me ask you again. My daughter's 2013 Volkswagen Tiguan, or however you pronounce that crazy name.
Tiguan.
Yeah. She needs to get a smog test in order to get her registration. I paid her registration, so they won't give her a late fee. But
gotcha.
She says she's afraid to take it into smog because she thinks it won't pass.
Why does she what does she think won't pass on it?
Well, the main thing it does, she says, is it stops and stutters, and sometimes acts like it's going to die, and she slips it in neutral, revs it, and then it goes. And And some days it does fine, but other days it messes up. So she's just, for sure, it's not going to pass. Should I have her go ahead and take that in and let them tell her why and then bring it into you guys? Or
well, does it, well, yeah, I mean, we don't do smog in El Cajon, but we do smog it in Kearney Mesa, Miramar, and Escondido. Okay. So, okay. But as far as that goes, is the check engine light on a car?
You know, I'm not for sure, Brian.
Yeah. So if the check engine light's on, I'm going to tell you that needs that's a failure regardless. So the car's just having a little bit of issues like that and there's no check engine light, it's not picking up anything in the system, it's highly likely it'll pass smog, probably, to be honest with you. That smog inspection is a plug-in, and it pulls data and all that. So as long as there's no code stored or issues like that causing emission concerns, and visually everything's on the car as far as that goes and works, then the car will pass smog. There is no Dyna test for that car anymore. There is no emissions as far as tailpipe test any longer. That car is excluded from that. So, yeah.
I'll have her get a smog first.
Yeah. Do you know if she's required to go? Is she required to go to a test only or Gold Shield station or no?
I believe so.
Okay. So then the only place that it can truly be tested for us is either Miramar or Escondido. Those are the only two Gold Shield stations that we have as far as that goes.
Okay.
But if it's not, if it's just a regular smog, it could go to Kearney Mesa too. So either way. But yeah, the best way is to get it as long as it doesn't have a check engine light, just get it in, get a smog. It shouldn't be a problem. But if it does have a check engine light, need to address that first.
Will do. Now, another humorous thing.
Sure.
I took my 2007 Volvo S60 finally into your shop there in El Cajon. I believe I dealt with Ken.
Yep, Ken's the manager out there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had a good experience.
Thanks.
$1,376 of $5,000 that needs to be done eventually. So he helped me pick out what he thought was the important things first. And all that was wonderful and great. But less than 30 days later, my granddaughter was driving and got rear-ended and got totaled.
Oh, no. So, is she okay?
She's fine.
Oh, good.
She's fine, thank you. But do you guys have a buyback where if 30 days or 1,000 miles?
Unfortunately, we can't control the accident field. So, no insurance on that one, no. That's a bummer, though. I always hate to hear that. But you know what you can often do is supply the receipts for the repairs to the insurance company, and they will up the value of it if they total the car.
You know, I did that, and I got a healthy response back. So thank the Lord for that.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, that is what you can do on that. Because I'd like to say it doesn't happen, but in 32 years of doing this, I've had people, we've put transmissions in a vehicle, got them all squared away, good to go, and, you know, a few days later, the car gets totaled, and I just always tell them, give them the bill. They will add that to the value of the car for you, typically, and you get your money back. So they're pretty good about that. Most insurance companies are. So I guess, yes, there is an insurance for that.
It all worked out well, and Ken was a great guy, so I'll be going back there again.
Awesome. Well, and the best thing is, I'm glad to hear your granddaughter was not injured in the accident. That's the most important. I tell people, we can replace cars all the time. We can't replace our loved ones.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for all you do for the military, too. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Gary. No worries.
All right.
Close to my heart.
See you guys later.
Have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks for the call. All right, really good stuff there as far as it goes. And I'm glad his granddaughter was safe. That's the most important thing in car accidents. We can get another car, right? Money comes, money goes. People, nope, we want to keep them around and keep them healthy that are close to us. So
you only live once.
Yeah, you only live once, and then you don't.
Yeah.
But we don't like that. So we want to live a very long life. Shooting for 100. What about you, Brendan?
Me too.
Yep, yeah, cool.
Maybe a little bit over 100. That would be
cool. Well, I'll be gone by the time you make it to 100. You don't think so?
No, yes.
Put me at roughly, let's see, I'd be 127 when you turn 100.
Oh.
I don't think I want to be alive at 127. Everything's going to hurt by that point. I'm going to want to be gone by then, I think. but all good stuff. So anyway, all right, San Diego and everybody else out there, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. We're going to take our last break here real quick, and we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Auto Talk on The Answer 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Be right back.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. We're talking all things automotive, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Bring it on in.
Bring it on in. All right. Do you want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there and the only batteries we stock at the West Automotive Group. You need a battery for your vehicle? Jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get in. Guess what? We'll get you an Interstate installed for sure. Need a battery for any other need? Check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Let's get it done. Get her done, as Brendan says, right?
That's right.
So, and talking about a few different things, gas caps, the fix, tighten your gas cap. Now cars often have a gas cap light, too.
It's true.
Yeah, so which is helpful to let you know that. You can give that a try. Make sure it's snug and all that stuff and see with a few key cycles it will go off possibly. Next one is a faulty oxygen sensor. Oxygen sensors monitor the amount of unburned fuel in the exhaust, and it's frequently culprit. Over time, a sensor can become contaminated with oil or debris. Usually, it gets a lot of heat, and they do fail. The heaters in them fail, too. You say, why does a heat sensor in the exhaust have a heater? Because it brings it up to temperature, so it starts operating properly and gets the vehicle on fuel control quicker. So that's why they have heaters on those bad boys for when they start up. Catalytic converter issues, although we've seen the cat blamed for a lot of things that it's not. Actually, it's fault. So, but just good stuff as far as that goes. Anyway, let's see. What else do we have here? Mass airflow sensors. Yes, controls air-fuel ratio on a car. Very important. EVAP system kind of goes along with the gas cap. Warn spark plugs and ignition coils. Well, ignition coils go bad because people don't change their spark plugs when they're supposed to. An important context for California drivers. Automatic smog test failures. Climate impact. Don't ignore the light. That's true. If you get a check engine light, don't ignore it. So, anyway.
That's the worst thing you could do, because then the cost is going to skyrocket after that, for sure.
You think?
No question.
Yep. And I did want to, Toyota had on display 2025 SEMA, its hydrogen fuel cell powered truck concept that can also provide clean water for camping. So they're still on the 2025 Tacoma H2, it's called Overland, concept pickup truck. They're still working on this hydrogen concept for these. So
it is the way of the future, I feel like.
Looking up for another alternative fuel. Way better alternative than, I think, than your favorite T-word.
Stop. You and Dave give me so much crud.
Crud over
about,
that?
Well, no, about saying like, oh, it's your favorite governor. Oh, it's your favorite racer, Bubba Wallace. No, he's not my favorite racer. I hate him.
Why don't you like Bubba Wallace?
Because he's a whiny little...
Whiner. There you go. Good job. I'm going to help you there.
Thank you for your help.
I'm there for your assistance. All right. What's Steve got going on in Oceanside? What's happening, Steve?
Hi, Brian. I had the same situation as that previous caller. My son has a 2010 Ford Focus,
mm-hmm.
and he was crashed into, and he had just put a windshield in and tires on it within the last couple. Well, the windshield was a week ago.
Oh, geez.
And the tires were 6 months ago. And he's up in Tacoma near Seattle.
Correct.
If I remember right, you went up there or had friends up there that you ride your bikes with.
Yeah, I have friends all over the country that we ride with off-road enduro stuff. So, yes, yeah, I've been up there riding several times.
Do you have a reference for a mechanic up there?
I did. I sent it to you, actually, in an email. I replied to you.
Okay.
You sent me an email, right? Didn't you send me an email? Yeah.
Yes, same subject.
Yeah,
it must have gone in my spam folder or something.
Okay, yeah, double check because I did reply to you and sent you a link to some guys that I met up there that had been in business for a long time.
Cool.
Said they have a nice little shop and they've been doing great work. There's nothing but great. They're another trip. Just so the West Automotive Group is number two in the nation as far as independent automotive repair facilities as far as by AAA. We awarded that. Those guys have an award also for they're a single smaller facility, so they're in a different group, but they're also awarded as one of the top AAA recognized shops in all of the nation. So I sent you their name in that as far as that goes. So yeah, have him check that out. But as far as getting the money back, yeah, if the car gets totaled, it's a good idea to supply those receipts to the insurance company when it happens, and hopefully your son is okay.
Yeah, he's doing fine. Airbags deployed.
Gotcha.
And so that's a question we have. Do they automatically total a car with airbag deployment?
Not necessarily, but it depends on the problem with airbag deployment. And the reason people say that is because often the modules need to be replaced. A lot of airbag modules are one-time use. If you have an event, they're done. Plus the airbags and all that, the cost of replacing all that surpasses the value of the vehicle sometimes. So the answer to that is, yeah, a lot of times when there's an airbag deployment, especially a car that's over 8 years old, then it's past its life as far as the cost of fixing it will definitely surpass all the modules and bags of what the car value is. So they'll total it.
Yeah, the frustration is, it was a gal's sheriff that worked at the Seattle courtroom.
Uh-huh.
His wife's mother's car, and we bought it with 29,000 miles on it.
Oh, wow.
And now it has 69,000 miles.
Low mileage still.
Yeah. And so for a 2010. And so that's what we're trying to figure out, is if we can find a donor car for the motor and transmission.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, yeah. You might be able to find one, so not a bad idea. But yeah, you could buy it back cheap from the insurance company as far as the total and just pull the parts off of it.
That was my thought, is that, and that's why I told him he hasn't dealt with this before. We have, and you know, buying back a car that we want. We had a light car that we could transfer him into. So, anyway, gotcha. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime, Steve. Anytime. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Glad your son's safe.
You too.
Take care.
He is.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. All great stuff for sure. Where are we at, Brendan? You clocking me?
Yeah, I'm clocking you. You still got about like 2.5 minutes.
Oh, good. We're cruising right along. And I put that into the little box, but somebody stole the box. So we're not allowed to have two boxes in this whole building, apparently.
Oh,
a little time box. Well, where's it at? Over there in the other studio?
Uh-huh.
Hey, somebody took down the whole hanging thing that was on over the window.
Yep.
Oh, good. Now I can see the fog outside from here.
It's very it's both spooky, but also kind of relaxing at the same time.
What's that, seeing the fog?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's in wrapping you in a blanket.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go, Brendan. Yeah, now you feel much better, don't you?
Yeah.
So, all good. All right.
So we were talking about the engine light very quickly. I know you're probably going to get to it. The O2 sensor is definitely always a...
That was number two. You missed it. I think you were answering the phone.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I kind of round down the things that we had. Catalytic converter issues that often get misnamed, though. Mass air flow sensor, EVAP system, spark plugs. replace your spark plugs when you're supposed to, folks. It'll keep you from coils being failed. Yeah, because extendedly worn spark plugs take out coils is what they do. They overstress them. Then that repair versus just replacing spark plugs. Coils can be expensive. They can be $100 to $200 a piece.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I replaced both spark plugs on both the Elantra and the Rogue just recently. So
it also prevents, by doing it timely, early catalytic converter failures, because spark plugs that aren't working properly don't give a complete burn, and you get excess fuel down in the exhaust, and it degrades the catalyst over time. Mm-hmm. So let's make sure we stay on top of those maintenance items, okay?
100%.
Extremely important. It will prevent some of these causes in the future, without question. So all good. All good in this hood, right?
So yes,
wherever that's right. We're at. So anyway, I don't know where we're at, so I'm just going to keep talking for
about 50 seconds. So.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Do you just guess?
No, I'm doing the math in my head.
Oh,
call me Rain Man.
Rain Man.
Do you remember that movie?
We call you lots of things. Don't worry about it. So anyway.
Well, thank you for it.
All right. Hey, listen up. As we close up here, I want, my heart and soul goes out to all the veterans out there. Veterans Day is your day, is coming up here in on Tuesday. So thank you from the bottom of my heart to everybody that's a veteran, and have a wonderful Veterans Day. San Diego and everybody else out there, definitely keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. I think it's going to be a beautiful weekend here, but and I'm sure through the rest of the nation. I don't know any bad things happening this weekend so far. So let's make it good and get your little hoopty out there like Brenda does and run it around. All right, folks, take care.
Questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.